How's it going, Sha?
It's all right. How are you doing?
I'm good. I had a couple of friends over. We did like a... I was having a remix of my daughter's birthday party. She got sick on her birthday.
Okay.
Celebrated. So like we did it again. It was like a month and a half later. Mm-hmm. Her friends came over and I was like, this is too much teenage girl energy for me. So I was like, I need adults here. So I invited like some of like the in-laws and they kind of like, you know, balanced out the vibe. It was just weird. I was in the, cause like, for her birthday, essentially, my daughter just wanted me to drive her and her friends' places. You know?
Okay. All right.
That was my whole job. Just to go here, come in to pay for stuff, and mm-hmm. wait in the car. And I was proud to do it, happy to do it. I get it. You know, that's the age where, like, I'm not the cool one. I tried being the cool one. Did not work. And
no.
I moved very quickly.
Oh,
yeah, this ain't my lane. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay out of this.
No, never been cool.
Yeah, nah, I can't. I tried. I was like, this ain't the space. But it was cool to see that I wasn't uncool alone. You know what I mean? Like I invited like my sister-in-law. She came over. A couple of the homies came over, and these are people that like I feel are cool in their circles. Mm-hmm. So like it was like an Avengers of cool that I'm around. Mm-hmm. And I watched these teenagers snicker and talk so much shit about us. Like,
yeah.
As a group, individually, like you see what she, like, you know, and like A, I made one of them. It hurt. I was like, I, you know. Like I thought you wouldn't do this to us, but I get it. You know, I appreciated them doing it to our face. It wasn't like, it wasn't attitude. I want to be clear. Like, it wasn't like snarky teenager shit. They're, today's teenager is better in that way. They won't give you attitude. They'll just tell you your faults to you.
Okay.
Like, they're almost saying it like they hope you become better.
Right.
In a weird way. But like. Mm-hmm. There's only so many faults you could point out before I'm like, all right, this is an attack, you know? Like,
sure.
But just like little things, like you gonna eat that? Really? I thought you were trying to make changes. Okay. And then like just the three of them. It was fun to watch. My daughter. Not be my daughter. Mm-hmm. Like she was a fully fleshed person with her own crew.
Right.
I realized she's like low key the head of the squad.
Mm-hmm.
Like she like checks them. She dictates a lot of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
For 20 minutes I thought she was a bully. And then I realized like nah, like they know how to snipe back. And it's like a squad dynamic of like, they kind of like spar with each other. The disses were out of love to each other, which I thought was interesting. I liked.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it kind of hurt to like realize that like, yeah, I'm no longer the target demo for anything. Like I am def not cool. None mm-hmm. of us are cool.
Mm-hmm.
They know cool. They laughed every time I kind of knew something.
Right.
Like out of like, you know, a level of surprise of like, also like, look at them try, you know? Like I brought up the, we talked about it last week, the WackDonald's thing. They're big anime
right.
fans.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? And like, they were, that day, like with texting everybody, hey, Michaela's dad knows about WackDonald's. How crazy is that? And I'm like, yo, like these animes are older than y'all. What are you talking about?
Right. Yes, exactly.
I'm like, I might not be in that world like that, but like I'm aware enough mm-hmm. to know. And then they're like, how'd you find out? I was like, I talked about it with my homie on our podcast. He's like, oh, he got a podcast? Yo, he ain't that bad. He trying. I'm like, what? Like, what are you trying to tell us? And I'm like, I gotta feed these kids. Man.
Right.
It was like 8 hours of that.
Not that you counted the hours.
Listen, I was, because the first like 3 hours, it was just like me, Gabby, and them. Mm-hmm. And like, I had to call the audible. I was like, yo, shorty, like when we, you need to call people over. Like, I can't have this be right. The only energy in the house. I'm gonna lose my shit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like that's when we made the decision. Like, all right, so like, you're no longer part of the party. And like Gabby took over from there. She was like, you did your job, you're good.
Right,
and
yes.
I stayed with the adults. And I think that was the right move. But yeah, like, I don't know. It was very humbling to like, to see the world like move past you in your face. All my references, none of them made sense. Mm-hmm. None of them were current, mm-hmm. you know? Even like people that like I think are young, they think are old, you know?
Right.
Like, I mentioned J. Cole. He's, they're like, oh, yeah, that's an old dude.
Yeah.
That, like, that's my old dude. You know, I was like, really? I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, he's cool. Like, my dad listens to him uh-huh. and, like, yeah. shit like that. And I was like, okay, I'm in a different place here, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, it started to make me question, like, what we do, you know? Because I'm like, I'm still aspiring to create art. Mm-hmm. And like the art that inspired me, y'all have already moved past.
What do you mean? Who? The young people have moved past?
Yeah. Like y'all ain't even.
But are you trying to get a bunch of teenagers to laugh?
I'm not. I get that. You're right.
Yeah. They're always moving at an extremely fast pace. And the minute that you're like, oh, is this what's cool? And it's like, yeah, 25 minutes ago, we have so moved on. So goalposts are constantly moving when it comes to teenagers, and to try to keep up is like an exercise in futility. You just you kind of just have to let that just move past you and through you, and not that you have to just be sit around and go, oh, I'm so old, I can't keep up with anything you're saying, because you can just let them talk and listen to them, and then, like, kind of react. I don't know. And maybe this is because this is what my dad did, because he was just kind of a quiet dude. So he just listened to us enjoy whatever it was that we enjoyed.
Right.
Okay, here, you play that in the car, yada, yada, you know, that kind of thing. And would react if something, like, triggered him. And a thing, so that it's like, oh, well, I didn't know you knew about it. I remember I wasn't a teenager. I was, you know, someone in my 20s, but I was in the car with my dad, and I had I think I was playing a Mos Def album. What is
okay.
it? Okay. Danger, maybe?
Okay. New Danger?
New Danger, yeah. And and there's some song I feel like on that where he starts out and he gives like a zip code, like Mos Def gives a zip code. And my dad goes, oh, that's blah, 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 because it's a New York, because it's a Brooklyn zip. And I was just like, oh, shit. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Well, great. Cool. Good. Well, this is Mos Def. And you know what? You just kind of move on your own pace, and at some point all of that will come around and your kid will come back to you, and you and Gabby will say something about whatever is popping in that moment, and the kid will go, what do you know about that? So you don't try to show them that you're up on it. Just take it in however you take it in, and then they are surprised that you are aware, in the way that they were surprised that you knew about the Whack Donald's thing.
Yeah,
like that's the way to get them. But to like try and be like, they're like, no, that will always, because it's not what you know about that you're trying to show them. It's not what you're trying to show them that you know about. It's the effort.
Right.
It's the effort that they're like, oh God, here he goes trying again. All right, I won't try.
No trying.
No trying. Okay. Yeah, you gotta. I know it's a special kind of, and I mean, like, it's definitely a different energy. You know, my dad was the only male in the house, so he I think he peeped immediately. Like, what I do is I stay quiet and I observe, you know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, you kind of have to pick up on. It's a, you are literally just the butler for that kind of energy. You just straight get up to the places and then you, you know, do whatever, but trying to be cool. They'll never think you're cool. They'll never think. The only adult maybe that they'll think is cool is one who doesn't kind of want them there. If you kind of don't like kids and you're not trying to hide that, you know, if you're just like, all right, they're kind of intrigued. Like, why don't you like me? Everybody else here is trying to talk to me. Why aren't you trying to talk to me? That are, I assume that's what I have found, because I ain't really trying to talk to your kids or anything like that. And so, you know, I'm off on my own and they're just like, what are you doing? You know, like, I'm because I'm not trying. So that's the thing. Don't try. The effort is what makes it feel. But see, now you are trying to not try. So already it's not going to work.
I did. So I'm with you. Cause like, look, so the second half, I wasn't trying, but to your point, I wasn't trying because I had my people over.
Right.
So like I noticed that they got comfortable around me because they weren't my focus.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was talking just my people. And like I started getting all the high school tea. Cause they was talking near me because I was talking to my people. So, like, when everybody went to bed, I'm with Gabby. I'm like, yo, you believe such and such? Did what? And she like, how you find out? I'm like, yo, they was blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
If you just kind of let them do their thing near you, they may forget that you're near them, and then they fully do their thing. And that's when you have to take notes. And then that's when you and Gabby have to talk in bed, like, all right, what intel did you get? Here's what
real
I got.
Talk. Straight up.
Yeah.
I was like, you believe this kid? I was like, we was talking afterwards. She was like, yeah, I knew that kid was a knucklehead. Yup, we got two confirmation stories. You know?
Yeah, that's what that is. But that's so funny, having that moment, like watching your daughter and seeing where she falls in the group.
It's
fascinating.
It was legitimate. Like, cause like on some like real shit, like as a, like I did well socially in school. And like, you can't, that, I don't know if you could teach that, you know, like, and they're both very different. So like, there was a part, and like Gabby, while she was cool socially, she wasn't like one of the cool kids. She was cool kid adjacent, you know? So like, there was like a part of me that was like, yeah, I don't know which kid, like if my kids are cool, you know, like I hope they cool because it makes high school easier, you know?
As long as they are cool with the group that they are with.
What I'm seeing.
Yeah, as far as the hierarchy of like who's the actual cool kid and that everybody looks, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. I would not want that. Which is, you know, certainly why I am where I am with my comedy today. Because
I think we're both cool kid adjacent in comedy.
Perhaps. Yeah, perhaps.
You know what I mean? Cool like, kids fuck with us, but we not cool kids.
Right. Or popular kids.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I would say popular kid adjacent because I feel like wherever I am, it's cool. You know what I mean? And so I try to pick people who are around for my level of cool. So like, for her little fiefdom, if she's cool with that, and then there are other groups that their group is cool with, like that's wonderful for, you know, the ecosystem. But like, I wouldn't be striving to get everybody, but that's part of high school is like, you know, the trying to decide how much attention it is that you want.
Yeah.
And you know, how much you're getting versus how much you want and whether it's the right kind and who you actually would want to hang out with and all of that stuff. That's why there are millions of movies made about it. Movies and television shows. Because it's fascinating and also it is how the rest of life goes.
Yeah, you find your level of energy that you want to be around. You know what I mean? And like Gabby told me, like, I was making too much out of it at first. But like Gabby's hung out with them before. She's like, they're old ladies. Like, they're like they're like in their soul, they're like 50 years old, the three of them.
Okay, that's very funny. Yeah,
straight up, like they've hung out three times on their own, and like what they like to do is go to Barnes and Noble, read books, and buy expensive coffee.
Oh my God, they are so old.
Like that's their whole vibe.
Classic, yeah, classic.
You know what I mean? So like, Gabby's like, "Yo, sincerely, like we lucked out." She's like, "It's easy to manage it." She's like, you know, I stay out the way. I let them do what they do. And like every time I look at my freaking iPhone tracker for their tag, they're at Barnes and Noble. That's the crazy spot they go to. She's like, I'll get a swipe on like the Venmo card I gave her. And it'll be like $40 between books and some like $10 coffee.
Right.
And that's them like turning up. You know?
Wow. Good for you, because I for sure was not, and I don't even do anything, you know, like, they, but I rolled with some folks and we definitely befriended people that we met at malls who were older, and then we went to their apartments and hung out with them and, you know, just all kind. Then, you know, go into clubs that were, you know, you're supposed to be this age and we're younger than that age, but that means, but we still look right. So they let us in, which means we're meeting people who are older. And then we're, it was a lot, you know, it was a lot.
Yeah, I'm right with, that's what I was getting ready for.
Right.
And like real talk, like this is, Gabby was telling me about how they like, they got in trouble because they were trying to sneak into a museum. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I love it. I love it.
So she's like, yo, like, let her do her. Like, whatever she's up to, like, it's not that crazy. Like, you're fine.
That's fantastic. I absolutely love it. I love it.
I'm here. I'm observing, you know?
Yep. That's all you can do.
That's all I could do right now. That's all
That's all they want from you. They don't want to hear anything about your thoughts or opinions or, I
mean, all.
Still give it to them, but just know that they don't want to hear it.
It's all for future. It's back catalog for later.
Yeah. At this point, I imagine this is when it becomes really fun to embarrass your child.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I do it with Aiden more.
Okay.
I'm going to start mixing the Michaela in the mix now. Michaela will fight back, though. Like, that's why I like her.
Okay.
Like, she got, like, claws, too. Like, I'm telling you, Gabby's dope, but, like, Michaela beats her in arguments. So like she's like ready to spar. She got jokes on deck.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Like I feel like she has your spirit.
Yeah, like real talk. Like you come at her, she gonna jab you. Like you ain't gonna just get off a joke on her. And like if she loses, like that's her agenda the whole day. Like, oh word, you got me on there? All right, cool. I got 8 hours to get you back. You know?
Oh boy. Yeah, actually you should be very happy that she's just in bookstores and coffee shops. I don't know if we want, you know, a young lady gas store out here in these streets running wild. I don't think we're ready for it.
Real talk, I don't think the whole world is
from the grown gas store that's out here. We're still putting
yo, she be telling me stories about like art class. She's like, yo, you believe this trash this kid drew? And I'm like, yo, come on. Oh man. She be texting me from school about like gym class now. But like I told her it's important to like find like competitive, like a physical competitive outlet.
Right.
You know, I was like, I want you to find something like that. I think you've got like, you got almost every, like I'm happy with your friends. I'm happy where you are emotionally. You're eating healthy. And I feel like this is probably the only two things that I think like will help you in terms of adulthood. And so she was trying to find like a gym part that like connected with her. And then like she's like one day randomly last month, she gave me, Dad, I found it, Frisbee. I was like, okay. I'm like, all right. She's like, they got like a Frisbee team that they do now. So like, okay. Right. I like, that's not the sport I would have picked, but if it's the one for you, I'm happy.
Right.
And like now she'll like hit me up because they do Frisbee team before school starts. She's like, Dad crushed it, hit three kids in the face. My team won. I'm like, hell yeah, baby. You know what I mean? What is that doing for your spirit? She's like, I feel so good the first two periods of the day.
Okay.
I was like, exactly.
Well,
but you dominated before the day started.
Yeah, you know? That's what I mean. That's what I mean, that we have a young female Gastor out here.
And she's bringing that energy to pens and pencils and crayons. I think that's great.
Yo,
I'm so excited.
That is great. Absolutely, that is great. But she's also hitting people in the face with Frisbees. And so, you know, you got to temper it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
You like, know.
Rosa. Yo, like her first like two text messages was like, y'all hit this kid in the eye. I was like, yo, but to be clear, like, they're supposed to catch the Frisbee, right?
Right? Like, yeah. Yeah, you're not just aiming for the, okay.
She's like, I got it to them as fast as possible. It's like, okay, on board with that. Okay. But, you know, you got to keep in mind who your teammate is and what their capabilities are. Maybe they can't catch that fast of a throw, you know? So, like, you know, figure it out. But impress.
Hey, but you know what? That's their problem. You know, yeah, I see where she's coming from. Hey, that's on them.
That's the argument. She said, I got it to them. It didn't hit any other people from the other team. So, they got to catch it. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Let's get into the news. Electric Jaguar rammed off the road by police after brakes fail at 90 miles per hour. That's right. A driver of an 80,000-pound electric Jaguar has spoken of his terror as police were forced to ram him off the road when the brakes on his luxury car failed.
I feel like I should stop you right there and let people know that this is not an electric cat. This is the car Jaguar. So, okay. So now that we have the correct mental picture, right? It's the car, not an electric cat.
It's fair.
Okay, great. Now, go ahead.
Nathan Owen was trapped inside the speeding Jaguar I-Pace as it tore down the busy M62 without any working brakes after it suffered an electrical fault. Police used specialist pursuit tactics to ram the out-of-control vehicle, eventually bringing it to a safe stop. He was terrified and trapped inside as it traveled at nearly 100 miles per hour. Crisis support worker, Mr. Owen, told the local news. In the back of my mind, I was thinking I'm going to end up crashing the car. I'm going to kill myself or I'm going to kill an innocent person on the road. The car was in its own world and it just had no brakes. The worst thing about it is that it's happened before. Why'd you get back in the car, my G?
Come on now.
Yo.
How many times? I don't even. You know what?
Too many times. Two times is too many times for the record.
That's the problem with folks getting into these experimental cars is that the first time it fucks up, they're like, yeah, but this is my identity now. You know what I mean? I've become the obnoxious person who talks ad nauseum about my electric Jaguar. So, okay, the brake went out on it once. You know, shame on it. But the second time, come on, man.
I talked to her sternly, you know. I said, don't do that again.
Yeah, cut that out. Oh, my gosh.
The car literally just started speeding up. I couldn't press the brakes. The speed was going towards 100 miles per hour, high 90s. I thought this was a bit wrong. No, for real, my G? It came up on the dashboard saying there was a battery malfunction in my car. I kept trying to press the brakes, but nothing was happening. So the next thing I thought of was to call 999 and tell them what was going on.
Oh, yo, my gosh. So
the Jaguar I-Pace is set to be discontinued.
Oh, yeah?
Before the company's relaunch in 2025, said the CEO, Adrian Mardell, admitting to AutoCar that the model is mainly sold in the UK to help ensure the company complies with emission targets.
Oh, so you know it don't run well.
Yeah,
but
yo.
You have to put out an electric car because you have these, because for compliance.
Wow.
You know what? This is the problem. This is the fucking problem. You got us out here in death traps because you got to comply in order to keep your cash
Other
cow
cause.
Running.
Yeah.
And now we are in cars that have a mind of their own and decide brakes. Who needs brakes? And just for twice, at least twice per car, at least.
Oh my God, yo, that's messed up.
Oh, I love this. In an email, Jaguar told drivers they should park away from structures until recall repairs have been completed, and where possible, they should charge outdoors. I guess so that it doesn't just take off and tear into a building.
Yeah, how many electric charging stations do you know in the desert? like just randomly away
just
from
out
all
in the open.
There's free space charging stations. You know what I mean? Oh my God.
Jesus. I don't know. And I know I've said this on here, fossil fuels, we're not going to make it like that way. You know what I mean? It's not, we definitely need to figure out a way to, for alternative ways of power and energy. And I'm with you. Absolutely. Wind, sun, whatever, popcorn, whatever you think will work. But man, I'm not really trying to get into these goddamn electric cars. Not all electric right now when corporations are failing horribly at everything. Do you know what I mean?
I'm good.
Like everything is, planes are falling apart in the sky. And you want me to get into your barely tested self-driving electric car? No, thank you.
I'm good.
You know what? Teach me how to drive a stick shift and I will, I'm doing all of it by myself.
Real talk.
I'll pull the choke. I'll do whatever it is I'm supposed to do. I got the clutch and the choke. We going way back. Give me a horse. I'm not doing this fucking.
Yeah, yo, I'm good. I'm doing training bikes. That's all I'm on right now.
Yeah.
Yo. Real talk. I need a whole century's worth of proof that you work.
Yes.
You know what I
mean? Yeah.
That's all I'm riding right now.
I didn't get into a car until many, many years after the Model T.
Straight
I
up.
I wanted
baby.
It to get the kinks out. Also, I wasn't born yet. But more importantly.
Wouldn't have done it, though. You just told me them shit is new.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good.
No, I got this horse. We good.
Real talk, baby.
I'll have to be an early adopter thing, on everything. Come on.
You still can't give me a rollerblades. You know what I mean?
No. Those wheels need to be on the edges. Why
exactly.
You got them all in the middle? I'm a fall over. Y'all are insane. I need everything spread out as far as possible.
Exactly. Another news. A Colorado ski town can't fill a job with a $167,000 salary because potential candidates can't afford to live there. That's right. As many rural communities struggle to deal with the jumping in housing prices, it's apparently gotten so bad that one Colorado town, that a $167,000 salary isn't enough to find an affordable place to live. A recent report by NBC News detailed how even high earners in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, can't afford to live there. And it's affecting the city government. Gary Suter, the Steamboat Springs city manager, told the outlet that the town has been unable to hire a head of human resources with two candidates turning down the job because they couldn't find affordable housing despite the prospect of the six-figure salary. Steamboat Springs is located near the northwest of Colorado, about 3 hours from Denver, and is among many small towns dealing with climbing housing costs. It's not just the city employees that are affected. Even doctors looking for million-dollar homes are getting outbid, with the local hospital being unable to fill some positions. Ski Resort is also putting up some of its employees in a hotel it's leasing because many of them can't afford the local rent.
Okay, who's doing this? Who's setting these rents? Who's doing that?
Yeah, B, it seemed like a lot of self-imposed problems
like
here.
Yeah, I mean, like if... If the people can't afford it, who's selling the houses that they can't afford? Who's renting out the units that they can't afford? Don't make it sound like this guy won't even take. Look at how much we're offering to pay him, and he won't even take it because he can't afford to live here. Look at the person that's like, this is how much it costs for you to live here. Let's talk to them. Who's doing that? Are they individuals, or is this a case of a company has bought out all existing housing and is now renting it out at ridiculous rates? Like, what the problem isn't that they can't live there. The problem is y'all are charging too much.
Yeah.
End of sentence. Like, what is that? Let's figure that out. Don't be like, oh, wah, wah, we can't hire someone for the head of human resources for the city. That's not the wah, wah.
Yeah.
You could. You absolutely could, but they can't live there. Now, why is that?
Look Real at talk.
This. If that's a problem for so many people in this little town. Hey, man, what's going on with your town?
Yeah. What's Y'all can get together, talk this out. Real
now
talk.
I talk it out. I wonder if it is like a company, because I just heard about like just various companies that bought up all of the housing and that own a significant amount of housing in cities that they're then renting out, you know, at ridiculous rates. I saw someone tweet out something where they made an offer on a house, but someone made an all cash offer on the house, and they were like, well, we can't compete with that. So, and whoever made the all cash offer was a company, and that company contacted the people who they were bidding up against, and they were like, hey, we saw that you were interested in living in this house. Would you like to pay blah, blah, blah for rent? Would you like to rent it from us? No, they wanted to buy it. Yeah, so this company came in. If the company, like, what's going on? Why? Look, I'm so, the housing situation in this country, in the whole country now, it's not just certain cities, it's across the country. It's so bad. And the entities that could fix it don't seem to want to fix it. And that is a big part of the reason why things feel so dire to me, because no one has any place to go and the people in charge don't care. And that is so troubling, because I mean, you know, I'm where I am right now because my landlord, I think, doesn't pay attention to what rates are and God bless him for it. And,
real talk. You know,
but like if someone showed him something soon and he was like, oh, I could get an extra $1,000 for this, I'd be on my ass and not 100% sure I'd be able to find any place because of what I make on paper versus what people are asking.
Yeah,
I would have to commute from like, well, I would say Philly, but I think this has happened. Everyone from New York has already moved to Philly. So yeah, now I can't afford that either. Yo. Yeah. You know, like so what is happening? It's truly troublesome. It really does kind of keep me up at night in the only place I can afford.
Oh, yo, me and Gabby be like house shopping, like, and she'll send me stuff. I like, what do you want? She's like, I want a backyard, grass, small. She's like, 8x10.
Okay.
I want a patch of grass in the backyard, one parking spot, and I would love a porch for 2 seats. She's like, I want to sit in front of the house with you when we're old and be able to kick it there.
Right.
She's like, house could be literally 12 to 1300 square feet.
Okay.
Not big at all, you know? We looked that up in Brooklyn. the most affordable version of that was $1.9 million.
Jesus, come on now.
Straight up. Like, that is wild. And, like, we were stretching the idea of, like,
of yard. Brooklyn?
Yeah, like, real talk. I was like, okay. I mean, you could plant in cement, you know? you could kind of put 2 chairs there. It's a sidewalk, but it's the
right.
Front, you know, like, it was just so, like, the perfect house was $2.6 million. That was, and that's like, that's still like, and like, the thing is, that was with me saying, we're not even going to live my dreams, just your dreams of this house.
Right.
I wanted stuff too, but I was like, I can't afford both our stuff.
Right.
I can afford your stuff or my stuff, maybe, if everything works out in my career. Right now, I can't afford either of our stuff. We're staying here forever, real talk. But. Like, if I get a Netflix special, I can make your dreams come true. But I still can't do mine. I was like, if everything lines up, I'm going to give you that. But like, you like both of us, like the audacity for us to want two people's worth of dreams in a relationship.
Yeah, that's insane.
Mm-mm. Real talk, B. I was like, I'm sorry, but it's either like, it was like, you're getting a greenhouse or I'm getting an office. But we not having both.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. We can have both, but I guess we're going to sleep standing up.
Real talk, right? I'm going to get the freshest air in that office, yo.
Yes.
All these plants around me. good luck to the people of Colorado. What is that? Steamboat Springs.
Yeah.
I did a quick Google search. First house that turned up, $11 million.
That's going to be a problem. Yeah, that's a problem.
Real talk. 167 racks is great money, but that ain't going to cover that.
That ain't, yeah. Mm-mm. That's real great talk. Money here. If I made that here, I maybe could live by myself. But that's real exactly talk. How much I would need to make in order to rent, not own.
Yeah, not rent. Own.
To rent an apartment by myself, I need to make what they are making.
Yo, they got like, yo, low key, is this Steamboat Springs has got like New York prices. They got a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom condo for 1.5.
Mm-hmm. And that's, like, that's the problem is that New York pricing, being in New York has its own kind of special math. And so when you live here, you just are like, all right, I mean, I guess. But you also got paid, you get paid a little bit more because everyone's like, we know, we see it.
Yeah.
So, and you can kind of figure out how to maneuver. The problem is the New York pricing has hit the rest of the country. And so there's like New York pricing in Atlanta. And I was like, y'all need to quit tripping. I know where the bodies are buried, and y'all are just trying to build over them. This is bullshit.
Yo, you know? But this is crazy. I'm like, you want me to spend $4 million on a house? And yo, how far am I from Broadway over here? When am I going to see a show?
Right. Like,
this is wild work.
Yeah. So.
Will not be me. that HR position is going to be open for a hot minute over there.
yeah. Y'all better figure out how to do forms.
finally, we have tiny worms living near Chernobyl have evolved.
Oh, no!
Microscopic worms that live their lives in the highly radioactive environment of Chernobyl in the exclusion zone appear to do so completely free of radiation damage. Nematodes collected from the area have shown no sign of damage to their genomes, contrary to what might be expected from organisms living in such a dangerous place. The finding doesn't suggest that the zone is safe, according to researchers, but rather that the worms are resilient and able to adapt to the conditions that might be inhospitable to other species.
Oh, okay, good. That went a better way. I was thinking,
yeah.
Now the worms are like muscle bound or something.
I thought this was going to be a real estate article. Like, they'd be like, so we got some new buildings. Y'all been talking about affordable housing.
Yeah. Yo. Okay. That's all right. This is better that they managed to evolve away from radiation rather than they all glow in various colors or they, you know, they don't have any appendages, but somehow they open doors or you know, they can read your mind, whatever.
Yo, low key, you've been trying to write a pilot shot. You got some ideas right there from Marvel.
Oh, man.
If you would like to evolve.
Chernobyl style?
Chernobyl style.
I think a Chernobyl evolution, it looks a little different in a human than it does these worms,
fair,
I think.
Fair.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's a different kind of evolution. Perhaps.
It's a good call. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple, Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You scared to go outside, B. I don't blame you. It's a good call.
Chernobyl, yeah.
5 stars. Maybe you're from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and you realize that these worms are the only people that could afford to live and take that HR job.
So, okay. So these worms have evolved and they can do HR work.
They can do HR work. They need less space to live.
Mm, okay. You know? All right.
You know, true, they can have like 20 roommates in that, you know, $1 million condo. Now, all of a sudden, you know, it's full of worms. You know what I mean?
City working worms. Forget about it.
Low key, like, I feel like it's already happening.
Yeah, I think so. You know what I mean? No, that's a pilot. City working worms.
City working worms.
That one we can do. That one I will watch.
I'm torn on if it's a cartoon or if it's like
I really can't tell.
I was in so if it was like dinosaurs, like the
right, yes, you know? The puppets or into the cartoon. Either way, I'm actually now fully invested in the City Working Worms.
That shit got it, yo. City Working Worms got a little
got
like
a little ring.
Yo, real talk, I got a fuck with that.
And it got a little ring to it.
They got a bop, yo. I've been over here like.
Yo, there is something to it.
Real talk, I want to claim it. I want to be like, yeah, I'm a City Working Worm. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, we came up with it. We can claim it.
Real talk, absolutely. Yo, City Working Worm, yo. That's merch. Real talk.
Yeah,
that's a brand right there. Yo, you got them new City Working Worm shirts? It's crazy. Them shits are hard.
Oh man, I'm literally gonna have to go back and listen to all of our episodes and figure out what every time we go, that's merch. What is actually merch? I think we may have some gold here that we've been burying.
We got some gems, yo. We've been workshopping. You know what I mean? If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastroamonte. Shout outs this week to the Rare Element TRE. With all that said, I am the hardest working of these City Working Worms, Gastroamonte. head of HR of the City Working Worms, Shalay Washaw.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's Jack.
That's right. Oh, man. This has been an innovative episode of The Four Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.